this season, and it wasn't from the three-point line. He was able to get inside, take advantage of some mismatches, be aggressive, and score points. Kamari McGee continues to do torrid things from outside the arc, going 3 of 5 from outside. Those two, Gilmore and McGee, are revelations this season that have taken what people thought, man, this could be a good Wisconsin team, to an elite team. Like that, those are the pieces that make them. Tanjay being better than probably anybody guessed, but those bench players rounding out scoring and adding up to 19 points today in what was not a starring role either, but they still get you 19. That's enough to bury a team.
And that's the encouraging, and one of the many encouraging aspects of this team is the depth. And you can bring guys off the bench, and they can be defensive, you know, stoppers or, you know, that kind of role, but they can also score. And they're encouraged to shoot it when you're open. And, you know, we've talked about Xavier Amos. He gets 6 points tonight. You know, Janicki didn't score tonight, but he's had games where he will knock down shots. That's huge as you continue through the month of February.
Definitely. And Wisconsin jumping out to a big lead also allowed Greg Gard to expand his bench just a little bit. You know, getting Amos in there for 13 minutes, Janicki in there for 12, allowing some of his heavy minute guys to sit. Klesman only playing 25. That's helpful this time of year when they've got bigger mountains to climb coming up. The other thing we haven't even discussed is 6 turnovers in this game.
Yeah.
And now they had 9 in the first half against Northwestern, and it was sloppy, and that was something that didn't sit well with them at halftime. Then they come out and they get 1 in the second half against Northwestern, and then 3 in each half today. You just give yourself so many more chances, and that's a tenet of Wisconsin basketball over the years, but something that we saw again today.
Points off turnovers, 18-7 in favor of Wisconsin. The Hoosiers guilty of 11 turnovers in this game. Another aspect that I know that will make Greg Gard feel really good is Indiana had with 9 offensive rebounds. Second chance points, 10-9 in favor of Wisconsin. And I say that because Indiana missed a lot of shots, but the Badgers were able to secure the defensive glass pretty well again here tonight.
And if you recall, most of those offensive rebounds came once this game was already a 15-20 point margin. Mm-hmm. So when Wisconsin made its run to build this lead that they never really relinquished, that was a 0. Indiana was getting no offensive rebounds and 0 second chance points. I don't think you can underscore the importance of both of those things.
Badgers win it tonight over Indiana, 76-64. When we continue, we'll take a look at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
I'm Megan Wolf, nonpartisan administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Casting a ballot and knowing it counts is a basic right for every eligible Wisconsinite. Here are a few quick reminders. Only U.S. citizens can vote, and you must first register, whether voting in person or absentee. And voters with disabilities have the right to seek assistance. That's the law. For any questions on how to vote or to see if your registration is up to date, visit myvote.wi.gov. If we all work together, we all win on Election Day.
A couple tight games going on in the late window of the Big Ten Conference. So we'll keep tabs on that before we close out. And, you know, the second half of the season now that Wisconsin has won its first 2 games. And Yes, you mentioned it a little earlier about, you know, there's still some pretty tough games ahead on the road. Iowa this Saturday, a week from Saturday at Purdue. There's still Michigan State on the road. But these guys, Patrick, when they're at their best, you feel like they can play with anybody, anywhere.
You do. Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, if you're looking at analytics and the kind of starting to – it's February, so I think we can start looking at postseason resume things. And this game goes down as a quad two win for Wisconsin in the net rankings. And that gives Wisconsin 11 of those. They've got six quad ones and five quad twos. That's almost as good as anybody in the country. Mm-hmm. Right now, there's only four teams that have more quad one and two wins than Wisconsin does. And those six quad one wins – I think there's only about five teams that have more than that. So I know Indiana on the outside in appearance, they 5-5 record in the league, and but these wins matter, and this league is so good that we shouldn't take for granted winning a game like this in the middle of the dog days of the season like this.
That's the thing, you know. I always laugh at this time of year because I made that mistake with Bo his first year. I asked him about the dog days, and he got that look, you know, like, huh?
Dog? No, I've never had a dog.
So now that he's out playing golf, you know, I asked some other guys and said, yeah, it kind of is. But the more you can take care of your business during this tough stretch, then you at least you set yourself up to, you know, finish pretty high in the Big Ten Conference. And the Badgers are on a nice path. Long way to go, I get it. But they're if they're the dog days, they're fighting through it. As Greg Gard makes his way over to us, 76-64, the Badgers beat Indiana tonight.
Yeah, and really important to get this one, too, because Wisconsin's in a stretch of four of five games away from home. So They've already won one of them. They won at Northwestern. Getting this one home win, really important because – steeper mountains are ahead.
Yeah, as Coach Gard will join us here courtside. Yeah, we got Greg down noticing, huh? What? He's a five-tool player, Greg.
Oh, wow. You know?
I had to dig deep into the bullpen to come up with this one.
You were like, you had some good company tonight.
I did. Well, Butch is suspended just because.
Oh, okay.
No, they actually work at a BTN game as we speak down at Evanston. And, Patrick graciously. He's undefeated, by the way.
He's a jack of all trades.
Yeah, he really is.
Five put him on the sideline. Put him on the sideline. Put him on the court side.
Absolutely. And undefeated when the Badgers are undefeated when Patrick is working his game. So what pleased you the most about how your guys went about their business
tonight? I think the defensive start. I thought we really were dialed in defensively. We made life really hard for them to try to get the ball in the paint, which is, you know, they got two good players in Renew and Balo. And I thought we really set the tone early. You know, we made Goody have to move to get shots off for the most part in the first half. We let Mabako got one in the corner right from our bench. We got caught in the lane a little too long. And then obviously the obvious, the ball goes in. You know, everything looks fantastic. But the defensive end, I thought we were really connected. We were really playing off one another and covering for one another and helping each other and really active and aggressive and a really good start.
And it's part of the defensive end, but controlling the glass against this team in particular. So in that first half, allowed only three offensive rebounds, zero second chance points.
Right.
That's part of the equation.
Absolutely. That was, you know, we had to keep the ball out of the paint as much as possible. But when it does go in, are we where we're digging from, who we're digging off of, and then also when the shot goes up, it's 50-50 ball. We needed to have everybody on deck coming in and with hands and noses and faces and everything else to bring it all to the party.
We were struck because Indiana likes to play quickly. We were struck by the number of late shot clock situations they were in. It seemed like you made everything.
I think we took away the main threats and we were able to, you know, cover and cover shooters and stay with shooters. And I thought our bigs did, our five specifically, did a really good job of shocking ball screens and not allowing the ball to get inside the paint and where we got caught in two-on-ones with Balo and the guard. So that was obviously a really good job by those guys to really keep that ball outside the three-point line and keep going east-west. And we did, a really good job on the backside of loading. We didn't get caught really with the alley for the roller to the rim. And like I said, I'll put all those things together, and you have a pretty good performance.
The balance on offense struck us, too, that nobody had a standout performance, but contributions all up and down the lineup, including off the bench, 25 bench points.
Right.
And I was curious to see how Gilly James would respond to the last 72 hours when people have been talking about
him
a lot.
Even BMOC.
Yeah, big man. That's right.
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. I mean, he's mature, and I think that's the biggest thing with Gilly is just the maturity he has now and plays with and understands his role and embraces his role. And when the opportunities come for him to, to knock a three down, he's got confidence in it and not afraid to let her fly.
I always think of other things, too, beyond the scoring. Max Klesman has 6 assists. John Blackwell, I mean, he's 3 for 12, but he had 8 rebounds.
Yeah.
Just
and that was part of the whole defensive concept. Like, the bigs were going to be entangled with Renault and with Balo. Guards, you got to go clean up the mess at times, and John did that, especially down the stretch there as we were icing it away. We got him into long possessions, and Blackwell got a lot of those, last back 10 minutes of the game where he collected a lot of those defensive rebounds.
Sometimes when things are going, everything was almost perfect to start the game. They never got it to single digits after 3.5 minutes. Now, it would be easy to maybe get, as a player, get your foot off the gas. And, they would maybe 12. That was as close as they got. You guys, there was no big slippage there,
no,
was there?
No, it wasn't until right at the end, when – they kept trying to add their main guys in, and I wanted to get to our bench knowing we got bigger fish to fry. So, I thought, and it's hard when you come out banging threes like we did. I don't know what we made the first 6 or 7.
6 out of 7.
Something like that. It's hard. I mean, I know that's the crowd loves it and everything. They think they're all going to go in. And, definitely eventually you come back to earth a little bit. But this team, moves the ball, shares the ball, and obviously can shoot it. And once we get rolling, we're a handful.
Protecting the home court. You guys are really good at that. I know the next two are on the road, but give yourself a little
are
time.
They?
To,
I don't know. Well, I know we go to Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa's next, and then somebody after that. Okay. If you have a little bit of time.
You ever come to a Badger Indiana game, like as a kid, and maybe in the field house or watch them play? Because have you ever seen Indiana win in this city? Because that's 21 straight home wins now. One of the more really? Improbable streaks yeah. that yeah. I can think of.
I'm trying to think if I ever came and watched Indiana play back. I don't think I did, not when Knight was coaching. Now, the one I remember coming to watch Iowa, Wisconsin, and Raveling was coaching at Iowa at the time. But
think about that. They haven't won here since 1998.
The second game ever.
Most of my team was not alive.
Not even close.
Yeah, right? The second game ever at the Kohl Center.
Really?
In 1998. Yeah, your guys, none of them. Not even Tanjay. No. It was 1998.
Knight was not coaching then.
Knight was.
He was.
Yeah.
Here.
He was.
That was the infamous
that was in 2000. That was 2000 when Otto had to take care of business with one of their support
those
staffers.
Old dust up at the scores table.
That's right. Forgot that Otto's sneaky golden gloves. Good. Yeah. So, no. Go enjoy this one. Appreciate it.
We will.
All right. Thank you much.
All right. Thank you. All right,
congratulations. Badgers win it. Over Indiana tonight, 76-64. Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
Hear that? That's Jones All-Natural Sausage Cooking. It's almost ready to be enjoyed in your favorite breakfast sandwich or as a side with eggs. And that is Jones Dry-Aged Bacon with flavor you won't find anywhere else. You can really taste the difference our dry-aging process makes. I'm Philip Jones, and quality ingredients and attention to detail are how we've been making breakfast better since 1889. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Indiana tonight 76-64. Wisconsin 43% for the field, 41% from three, 12 of 29, 12 of 17 from the free throw line. A little below average, or considerably below average, actually, by the high standards for Wisconsin. Indiana 40% for the field, just 7 of 27 from the arc, 11 of 15 at the foul line. Rebounds ended up even. Wisconsin certainly more than held its own for the guts of the game. Badgers won their 26 field goals, had assists on half of them, and just 6 turnovers. Indiana 9 assists and 11 turnovers in the game. John Tanjay with 15 leads the way. Max Klesman with 13. Nolan Winter with 12. Carter Gilmore with 10. Kamari McGee with 9, going 3 out of 5 from the 3-point line. John Blackwell, 8 points, a like number of rebounds, 6 for Xavier Amos, and 3 for Stephen Crowell. Mackenzie Mbako with 15 to lead the way for the Hoosiers. Luke Goody with 11. Miles Rice with 10. 9 for Trey Galloway, 6 for Malik Renew. Just 4 points, 6 rebounds in 26 minutes for Umar Balo. Bryson Tucker ended up with 9 points, hitting a couple of threes, and he came in with just 1 in 17 attempts from the 3-point line. And that wraps up the scoring for Indiana. Wisconsin a winner, 76-64. One more break. Back to wrap it up in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Updating some scores, Northwestern takes down USC tonight, 77-75. Nick Martinelli with a jumper with 2 seconds left. And in the second half, about 4.5 minutes in, UCLA leads Michigan State 46-37. Badgers a winner tonight, protecting the home floor as Wisconsin takes down Indiana 76-64. And that'll do it for us. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Patrick Herb, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Saturday as the Badgers take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision, and the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Forgiveness Education, a concept developed by Dr. Bob Enright at the UW-Madison more than three decades ago. He has developed curriculum to teach forgiveness to students K through 12. Course materials have been used in Northern Ireland, in inner city U.S. schools, and in Africa, with measurable success in the reduction of anger and a commitment to choosing forgiveness rather than hurt, anger, and resentment. If you're an educator, please investigate Forgiveness Education at internationalforgiveness.com.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
I'm Megan Wolf, nonpartisan administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Casting a ballot and knowing it counts is a basic right for every eligible Wisconsinite. Here are a few quick reminders. Only U.S. citizens can vote, and you must first register, whether voting in person or absentee. And voters with disabilities have the right to seek assistance. That's the law. For any questions on how to vote or to see if your registration is up to date, visit myvote.wi.gov. If we all work together, we all win on Election Day.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
W-R-J-N. Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's got to be rock and roll music. If you want to dance with me. If you want to dance with me. I have no kick against my chest. Unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The Georgie folks they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. The moon to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep on rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music.
WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news.
Just to know.
special love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, and you can find every other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time.
Monday, Monday. Trust that day.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship reels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Not that I'm not
a dozen times ago. I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Rain in my shoes. Photographs to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Get burned. Ha! what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.